Kennedy tied for second at Georgia State in doubles wins with 11 in the spring, came in third in singles with 12 wins. Eubanks played collegiately at Georgia Tech. He's ranked number 36 on the ITA in doubles play with partner Carlos Benito, and is number 8 in singles play. Neither one of them are not too shabby there, right? Ram, who they played against, is ranked number 25 in the U.S., while Young is ranked number 57. Both have been playing professionally since 2004. Like I said, the duo of Zachary Kennedy and Chris Eubanks is one of only two teams with both players representing the USA, with Ram and Young being the other, just like I said. They played, actually last night, starting around 7 on college night, and for any of you guys that checked that out, hope they did well, and I'm sure they represented Georgia State like only they could. Now, a lot of you guys wanted to know a little bit about this, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about this. Our GSU Panthers basketball team, Coach Hunter and the gang, are down in Dominican Republic. Why are they in Dominican Republic? I'm going to tell you. They're down there with Samaritan's Feet to distribute shoes to, let's see, it's an 8-day trip. They just distribute shoes and hope with Samaritan's Feet. And if you get a chance, go to GeorgiaStateSports.com, where each of the 8 days, a different player from the team is going to write a blog about their experience and everything going on down there. Of course, there'll be pictures and the like there as well. I know there's been some pictures of Coach Hunter and a couple of the guys already surfaced. It's really awesome what they're doing. But definitely, if you get a chance, Monday's article was written by senior Willie Clayton. Fantastic article. I really love his take from this. It makes me feel like I'm down there with him, even though I'm not. Now, I would love to be, obviously. But definitely go check out Willie's article. It's a very cool article. And tells you a little more about what they're doing down there in the Dominican Republic and the kind of impact it's making on the players and the kind of impact the players are also making on the people of the Dominican Republic. Moving on. There's a new marketing campaign out. I don't know if you want to call it that. A new movement. We're going to call it a movement. It is hashtag Inner Panther, as of in unleash your inner panther. Now, what is all this? This actually launched about a week ago. Wasn't in time for us to report on the show. We didn't have enough information on it. Wanted to make sure we knew what was going on. But with just over a month away till football season, because it's fastly approaching, the new marketing campaign was introduced last Wednesday. It is based on the Georgia State core values of outstanding effort, fearlessness, trust, purpose, respect, and integrity. Unleash your inner panther. We're going to hashtag inner panther all year long. That's what we're going to do. If you want to get on the Jumbotron at the games, hashtag inner panther. That way they'll log it on their social media stuff and they'll be able to find you and put your photos up on the board. I know I appeared on the board a couple of times last year. Hope you guys enjoyed those. It was a lot of fun. And I hope to do it again. They're hoping to engage the population of Atlanta, Georgia State alumni, and of course all of the current students into this. I think it's great. Unleash your inner panther. Everybody has it. You know, just like the impact is my inner panther, I guess it would be a good way to put it. It's that other part of you that pushes to be better and to make an impact and not just an impression, to do something about it instead of just talking about it, you know. But hashtag inner panther for everything from here on out, whether it's football or not. If it's GSU related, I want to see the hashtag inner panther. If you like this show, you can share it, retweet it, all that kind of stuff. And when you do, tag it, Inner Panther. Hashtag Inner Panther. It's actually a new look for the GeorgiaStateSports.com. I don't know if you got a chance to see this yet. It's pretty cool. It's kind of more of a scrolling, interactive. Really presents the latest pictures and stories a lot better. It's pretty cool. If you haven't got a chance to check it out, definitely go do that. It's a fun site. It took me a little bit because I like the old one a little bit. But, you know, maybe I'm one of those old school guys. But once I've gotten used to this one, it's fabulous. It's very easy to find things, find what you're looking for. There's search ways and stuff like that, and they've got up some more killer pictures that really make things fun. But you probably tuned in to hear some football news, so I'm going to get into some football news. The opening game versus Ball State is set to kick off Friday, September 2nd. You already knew that at the Georgia Dome. You knew that too, but I got a time. A game is going to kick off at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. We got a night game on a Friday. Have Friday night under the lights of the Georgia Dome. Friday Night Lights. We might hashtag Friday Night Lights if you talk about that game. But this game is no ordinary game, and not just because Georgia State is playing in it. This will be nationally televised on the American Sports Network, which is ASN. It's on a lot of cable and dish packages. If not, I'm going to tell you the other way you can listen to it, and that is through the ESPN Go app on your phone or ESPN3, which you can, as long as you have internet, you can pretty much find it. You can watch that anywhere. Not to mention you can probably find it on a few TVs around the general GSU campus Atlanta area. Now, this is part of a partnership with the Sun Belt Conference to where I believe no fewer than 8 football games and 10 basketball games will be shown on the ASN network. It's part of a deal they struck with ESPN, who I believe owns a majority of the rights of showing a lot of these games. But they've struck the deal with them to allow them to show a lot of games as well, even when they're on ESPN. This is awesome to me. Want to know if Georgia State Sports is really getting on the radar of things? How about you start to be shown on other networks? How about other networks are fighting over the rights to show it? They know something special is going on down here in Atlanta. Down here in the ATL. A-Town down, right? We're down with that. Now, last thing I want to tell you before we get out of here. If you or somebody you know, or somebody you don't know, if anybody, you hear anybody say anything about wanting single or season tickets to GSU football this year at the Georgia Dome, the last year of the Dome, you need to go check it out. Not because it's the last year, but because it's the last year. Why is that important? Because we'll be playing in Turner Field next year. We'll be playing somewhere else. If Turner Field's not ready, we'll be playing somewhere else. But go check out the Dome. It's a really special place to watch football. I think you guys are going to really enjoy it. And, like I said, information on tickets, you can call 404-413-4020 or go to georgiastatesports.com. Again, that is 404-413-4020 or you can go to georgiastatesports.com for more information. Make sure to get your tickets. I have people from out of state that I guess didn't realize that I covered Georgia State for Impact Media. And, you know, they got friends and family in the area. And when I told them I covered them, I told them some special things and sent them some highlight things and, you know, some stat sheets and told them a lot of the stuff. And they listened to some of the previous shows from last year. They want to come to games. I told them how easy it is. You call 404-413-4020 or go to georgiastatesports.com. Just like I said, we got a lot of out-of-town people that are going to come and check this out. We got a lot of people in town that are going to come. Make sure to bring everybody, your friends, your family, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your mother, everybody under the sun. In fact, spread the word at church. You guys can do some pretty cool things. You know, there's always the tailgate areas outside. You have Dave Harper and Brandon Leak up in the booth calling games. You got me and David Sheely, Rashad Milligan, Jared Oliver, Woody Bass, Doug Robertson. All of us are going to be down there covering it, checking out a lot of really cool stuff, trying to do some really cool things. Hey, you never know. We may wander out to some of those tailgate areas and see what you guys are up to. Maybe feature some of your stuff on some of our media works. Who knows? But, as I said before, remember, we're going to hashtag Enter Panther. Hashtag Enter Panther. That's going to do it for me this week. Appreciate everybody allowing us to come on and talk everything Georgia State. Go Panther.